Good evening. Welcome back. See if that helps. There we go. Welcome to Southern Illinois weather. 60 degrees last week and it's snowing today, so we're just about right. I'm not sure why that keeps echoing like that, but we'll get by with it. I thought about it today, and I went ahead and decided to go ahead and stay with what I was going to use for this morning's lesson. It's talking about the world's views compared to God's views. And we talked about it a little bit in class this morning, that the world has the opinion that as long as you're happy, you're fine. As long as you're doing what makes you feel good, you're doing good. That's what you need to be. They're being more worried about what they're in the moment. It's what you're getting right now. It's not about anything in the future. It has nothing to do with whether or not you're going to feel how you're going to feel in 10 years from now. I mean, if you take and do something that causes you to, you start jumping off buildings because you want that thrill and that real great feeling and that rush of adrenaline coming down while you're coming down off that building. Well, in 10 years when you can barely move because your knees, even though you've had a parachute on or a bungee cord or whatever to keep you from hitting the ground, that still wears on your body. And the world's more about getting what we want now. It's the views are not the point of what you're doing wrong. Stay over here. If you're doing something wrong, then it's not their fault. It's not your fault. It's all a different lifestyle. It has nothing to do, and you're not supposed to tell somebody that they're doing something wrong. We're not supposed to tell somebody who is living an alternative lifestyle, as the world likes to call it, that is wrong. Well, we know God doesn't look at it that way. God views sin as a whole. One sin can keep us from God, and it's not as much that the world will rank it. They'll have murders up here at number one. Well, then infidelity's 4 or 5. Then we get down here and telling somebody a lie that's not going to cause them any. Just telling them a lie, that's something different. That doesn't matter. It's not going to affect you. It's not going to affect them. I mean, it doesn't hurt anybody. But we know that God doesn't look at it that way. God looks at it that murder, a lie, infidelity, homosexuality, whatever, it's all a sin. And it will keep us from God. It will keep us from being in heaven with Him. And the good thing we have about it is that God has taken the time, and He already knew that this was going to happen, knowing that humans were not going to take and be able to do everything perfect. He took and gave us a way to actually come back to Him. So that when we do screw up, and we do, I do, you do, anybody that says that they don't, we know that God says they're liars. Because that's just the way humans are. We actually do have, we all make mistakes. Like I said, the world has their own opinions. They have their own beliefs. They believe that no matter what happens, that you'll be fine. As long as you're not doing anything to injure yourself and you're striving for that new high, then you're doing good. That's what you should be doing. You ought to be taking and trying to get all the money you can to make yourself happy. And if it takes cheating somebody a little bit, then as long as if it's not against the law, then you're okay. If you can find a way around the law and you can steal some money from somebody like these scammers are doing, that's great. You figured it out. You're richer than what you were to start with. But we know God doesn't look at it that way. God has a different view of what we should be doing, how we should be living our life. Like I said, any sin, whether it's murder, a lie, infidelity, we know we will be separated from God for doing that. And it's got to be this mic here on me. But anyway, we know that we've got that issue taken care of. But we can see back in Isaiah 59 and 2, This is gonna drive me crazy. I keep hearing myself echo. Oh, and I had it earlier. But in Isaiah 59 and 2, it says, "But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that you do not hear, so he does not hear you." Or he does not hear. And that, like I said, that comes out of Isaiah 59 and 2. We also know that God had the understanding a long time ago that we were not going to be perfect, that no man was going to be perfect. And that is actually stated in Ecclesiastes 7 verse 20. And it says, "Indeed, there is not a righteous man on the earth who continually does good and never sins." And then Romans 3 and 23 says, "For all men have sinned and fallen short of God," or fallen short of the glory of God. So God knew this ahead of time. He knew that we were going to fall away, but that the earth, the people around us, were going to be what was going to help us fall away. When you take a look at today, you have shows that, like Cops, you see all this violence on Cops, you see all this stuff going on. In the 50s, you had what? Andy Griffith? I mean, you had the shows that you used to have didn't tug at your morals as much. Today, you have shows that it's all about the violence. It's all about the murders, and all this stuff that people are doing. I get laughing when they'll show a scene in a movie and they'll have the full back of a woman is uncovered, but then that next night they'll show a show and they won't show Jackie Gleason on a rant in Smoking the Bandit. This came out in 78 and it was okay, but now they can't show that. You can't have the cuss words or the chance that that it can be taken off different as some slang somewhere. So we're worried about what everybody else thinks, but then yet we will show a full naked woman on screen. We will show two men together kissing. And I mean, it's one of those that today we have that much, and it just desensitizes us. It brings us to the point it makes it easier for us to fall away from Christ, because we're sitting here with all these disadvantages, all these things that are pulling us, and when you get to a certain point, you get desensitized, then it's not as bad. It's real easy. Yes, it is as bad, but you don't feel as bad. You take and get to the point that, well, if I miss tonight, it won't be that big a deal. If I don't pray to God tonight, it's not going to be that big a deal. If I don't go to God in prayer on Monday night, well, I didn't do it last night. Nothing really happened. I'll be okay. So you get that desensitization that we end up, that actually just takes you away from God, that keeps you from being his children. We know that God wants us to be his children. His view is that he has set up a way for us to come back to him, for us to take and to be one with him through Jesus, because we know Jesus went to the cross to die for our sins. He took everything upon him from the start of time, of all the sins, to now and in the future. Now, how that they knew all that, how they figured that all out, how they were going to do it, I can't imagine taking and saying, well, we're going to do this, and I'm going to go to the cross and die for their sins, when they could take and say, all right, that's it. They're going to do what we want, because we know that God has the power to make us do everything that he wants us to do. He could take and make he could have everybody, whether they were drinking, stone drunk, could take and make them come to the, walk in this door and be sober as anybody else, if that's what he, if he wanted to force them to do it, or force us to do what we want to do. But that's not what he wanted. He wanted, he gave us this opportunity to actually come before Christ, or through Christ, to him, to become one with him, and he wanted us to do it on our own free will. He wanted us to come to Christ because we wanted to. He wanted us to come back to him because we loved him so much that we want to be in heaven with him for eternity. Not the point that we want to take and have this pleasure of today. We wanted to have the pleasures that we are laying up in store in heaven now. We want to have that when we actually, for our eternity. Because here on earth, you have 70 years, 100 years, whatever time you, it has. But when you try and put that in compared to eternity, there, that is a mere second within just a blink of an eye is your time here on earth. And God wants us to take and be there for him with the rest from the time we die through eternity. He wants us to be there. He wants us to be his loving children, to be able to bask in his glory and to take and know the love that he does have for us. And he shows it for us on the earth. He shows us through what he's done for us. Sometimes he shows us by what he hasn't done for us. Sometimes we get begging for something and he'll take and the answer is no. You're not going to get that. But there's a reason why. There was a reason why when I got out of college I didn't get hired on at Bristol-Myers Squibb in 1991. If I would have, I wouldn't have met Tammy. I wouldn't have been a champ and met Tammy, met Chris. And more than likely, I wouldn't have been here. I wouldn't have been in this building. 6 years down the road, get talking to Neil Kemp in this same building, get hired on at Bristol-Myers Squibb, spent 19 years with over where I started out trying to apply for. The answer was not right now. There is a reason why. And we all know why, the reason why. Because at the time, I wasn't where I needed to be. But we always know that God is doing his best to point us in the right direction. A lot of times we need to take and we need to listen. We need to quit listening to what the world is saying. Quit listening to this is what they think you ought to be doing. We need to listen and realize that it's what God wants us to do. That we need to pay attention to him and to pay attention to his words, to study his words so we know more about what is going on, what he wants us to do and what he wants us to be in our lives, and to take and turn to him for guidance, to go to him in prayer in the morning, in the night, any chance that we get, actually pray to God and ask for his guidance, because that's what we need to get through the through a week and not be pulled away from God by what all is going on out in the world. We can have this great feeling that you might get for 30 seconds today, or you can take and have this enormous feeling that is hard, you just cannot explain, that will last for an eternity. So the question, I mean, that is where people of the world do not understand. They are in the here and now. They are wanting what their pleasures, their goals, they want everything now. But God wants us to have those and 10 times better in eternity. He wants us to be in heaven with him. He wants us to be up there so that we can take and enjoy his time, to be able to be in his presence, to feel the glory that is coming from him, and to be up there with all the other Christians who have went on before us. So that's the conclusion for tonight. If there's anyone who is struggling at this time that needs prayers of the church, that needs to take and just need prayers, or if you wish to come forward for other reasons, in any way that we can help you, if you would, let's please do so while we stand and sing the invitation song.